Azerbaijan and Turkey are stepping up efforts to secure a land corridor between their countries through Armenia, dubbed the Zangezur Corridor. Until now, Iran, a key ally of Armenia, has backed Yerevan's opposition to the corridor. However, analysts say that with Iran weakened in the region, Ankara and Baku see an opportunity to secure a key strategic goal.
Ve bu vesileyle siz değerli kardeşlerimizi Ankara'da ağırlamaktan duyduğum memnuniyeti ifade ederek başlamak istiyorum.
January saw Turkish and Azerbaijani foreign ministers meeting in Baku and Istanbul as part of efforts to deepen economic and trade cooperation. Key to those goals is Turkey's and Azerbaijan's efforts to create a land bridge, dubbed the Zangezur Corridor, between Azerbaijan and the autonomous region of Nakhchivan, which borders Turkey. The corridor is part of Turkish-Azerbaijani efforts to develop a trade route between China and Europe. Yerevan opposes the corridor as an imposition on its territory. But analysts say Baku and Ankara see an opportunity with Armenia's ally Iran weakened by setbacks in Syria and Lebanon. Attila Yeşilada is a Turkey analyst for Global Source Partners.
A weaker Iran is a huge opportunity for Turkey, not only in the Iraq-Syria space, but also in the Caucasus, where the only reason why Armenia resists the establishment of the Zangezur corridor is because of promises by Iran to militarily defend it. And Iran, coming under quote-unquote maximum pressure by the Trump administration, I don't think Azerbaijan or Turkey will take its threat seriously.
Ankara's neighbor Iran strongly opposes the proposed 40-kilometer corridor because observers say Tehran fears it would cut a vital route it uses to circumvent sanctions. But analysts say given Iran's regional setbacks and the threat of increased pressure by Washington, Tehran needs friends in the region. Hussein Baja is a professor of international relations at Ankara's Middle East Technical University.
Making projection for the future, it would be good for Iran if Zangezur corridor is opened. Then he has much better and closer relations with Turkey and Azerbaijan. So this is up to their perspective or perception, whether they want to get two countries there which are not friendly or two friendly countries. So it will depend on the Iranian leadership.
In January, Iran appeared to soften its opposition, with one senior Iranian diplomat declaring opposition to the Zangezur corridor no longer a priority. The apparent softening in Tehran's opposition coincides with its deepening ties with Moscow. Russia backs the Zangezur corridor to circumvent international sanctions by creating new trade routes through countries that don't impose sanctions. Neither Baku nor Ankara imposes sanctions on Russia. Tatiana Matrova is a research fellow at the Center on Global Energy Policy at New York's Columbia University.
Russia is basically rebuilding its whole logistical network. And this corridor is potentially an important part of this new network from north to south. And therefore, Russia is absolutely reasonably saying that, yeah, it matters. It is part of a new plan of diversification of export and import routes.
The United States was seen as a break on Azerbaijani-Turkish aspirations, with its deepening ties with Armenia, including last year's joint American-US military exercises. However, Armenian analysts say Yerevan is concerned that Baku and Ankara could exploit the unpredictability of the new Trump administration. Eric Hajopian, political consultant in Armenia.
Trump creates chaos, and chaos is an opportunity for bad actors to do things that they normally wouldn't do. When there's no one on the watch.
In 2023, Azerbaijan's army, supported by Turkey, defeated Armenian-backed forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Analysts say while Turkey would benefit economically from the Zangezur corridor, it could gain more diplomatically with Washington if it instead focused on currently stalled Azerbaijani-Armenian peace talks. Asla Aydintashbash is an analyst with the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Turkey can actually make itself a very significant partner. For example, Armenian-Azerbaijan peace deal, if Turkey can position that as something it supports and that, you know, it would be very interesting to President Trump, who wants to position himself as an international peacemaker.
Erdogan is seeking to foster close ties with Trump. But at the same time, the Turkish leader is committed to supporting his Azerbaijani counterpart Ilham Aliyev in their shared goal of turning their countries into a bridge between Europe and China. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.